Hey everyone, Danielle Fitzpatrick Clark here, your host of Light at the End of the Funnel podcast. And we are so excited for the year 2024. This is going to be season 3 of Light at the End of the Funnel podcast. And we've got some great surprises in store for you guys this year. So we're going to be talking about all things digital disruption, entrepreneurship, transformation, leadership, and of course, we're going to bring in the new and the amazing when it comes to technology in the online space. So you're not going to just be hearing from me, your host, but we are also going to be bringing in some of the brightest minds when it comes to the digital space this year. So stay tuned for more information on who's coming in and what they're speaking about, and more on what we are also speaking about as the light at the end of the funnel. So if you guys haven't yet, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other podcast platforms that you love, and share out. Share to those that you know will get tons of value from this podcast. We appreciate you, and we'll see you in there. Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining us for a very special episode of Light at the End of the Funnel. So here in 2024, we're going to do some more interviews. And, you know, I have to say, I am a little particular in who I like to bring on. I like to bring on that entrepreneurial spirited business owner. And I've definitely done a fantastic job of attracting them in, because I have got a really special guest for you guys today. Chris here is a veteran in the e-commerce world, and he has amassed over 65 million in sales online, all online, with a majority coming from his company, Dugout Mugs, where he is the CEO and co-founder. This company, Dugout, has been featured in the coveted Inc. 5000 list 3 years in a row, as well as publications like Forbes and Entrepreneur. And he's been on the Today Show. That actually happened recently. CBS Morning, and then Tampa Business and Wealth, and the TBBJ Fast 50. So, Chris, thank you so much for joining us here.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
Okay. So, we're going to start with how Dugout Mugs came to be, because it's a really interesting story, and we do bring in your co-founder's backstory too. So it's fantastic. So I'd love for you to tell the audience a little bit about how Dugout Mugs came to be.
Yeah. So my business partner, Randall Thompson, he was a pitcher in the Blue Jays organization. And one day they're like, "Hey man, you just can't throw fast enough. Thanks for all the years of dedication to be a professional athlete, but you got to go," was the gist of it. And when that happens, there's a lot of times, and a lot of people that could probably relate to it, is you had to kind of reinvent yourself. And he wanted to stay close to the game, you know, in and out of different businesses and ventures. And he had an idea book, and he was a coach at his alma mater. And while he was in the dugout, somebody was cutting these bats in half and leaving the baseball bat barrel on the ground. And he thought to himself, "Can I hollow it out?" And you know, the answer is, yeah, you can. And he turned it into the first bat mug. And just trial and error, you know, kind of brought the product to fruition, QC. Made every mistake in the book, putting this thing together, as anybody who has created anything knows what that's about. And then late 2016, he reached out to me and he said, "Hey man, I got this idea. I've seen some of the stuff you've done," because I'd have some previous, a whole handful of previous companies, and there were some write-ups and things like that. So he found that online. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Dude, can I pick your brain?" I said, "No, not really. My brain's not for picking," because I just went through a pretty serious event in my life. And the one thing I committed is that I'm not wasting time chasing money. But we did have a meeting, and we came to terms with, you know, partnering up on this deal and taking it to the next level. And that was January 1st, New Year's Day, 2017, wow. Partnered up. And, you know, here we are $50 million later.
Wow. That's incredible. And we're going to. It is crazy. And we're gonna talk more about Dugout Mugs. But here was the thing that kind of solidified me wanting to have Chris on the show, because we're light at the end of the funnel. We're all about the transformation that happens in entrepreneurship. And you briefly mentioned it, which was you weren't just doing things for money, but your time was really precious. And there's a backstory to that too. And you shared that with me. I'd love for you to share with the audience too.
Yeah. So I've had a number of different companies along the way. And in 2015, I had a little girl. She was born, and I was in the cannabis industry, and I was traveling. I had an agency I was doing. I was selling online apparel. I mean, anything I could get my hands in, because I was chasing money. And, you know, and the lie that I was doing it for my family and all this one, and really the one thing that's most important is the time with your family. And then she was about 6 months old and I ruptured my appendix, which is pretty common, you know, as far as an injury is concerned. But what's not common is not going to the hospital for a week. So once that happened, I just dealt with the pain. I had some pain meds from a double knee surgery. I don't think I told you that part. Double knee surgery from a week. So I had a double knee surgery, but I'm still, you know, going to business meetings, going to the Stanley Cup, doing this, doing that, because, you know, that was what was most important. And by the time my body started shutting down a week into it, I went to the hospital and they gave me a much higher chance of dying than I would have ever want to hear anybody give me again. And I made it through, you know, it's the best thing that never happened to me. But what happened was I came out the other side of that with perspective and vowed to do things a little different, only do things that I enjoy with people whom I enjoy, and experiential life events and business and people. And like, it just really kind of molded what my world is today, you know? And so I could certainly speak to anybody who's dealt with that. I went through it head first. And like they say, you know, it was a Churchill, if you went through hell, just keep going, because you don't want to stop there. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Oh goodness. You know, it's so interesting because this is not, I mean, your story is very different and unique to you. And there's an underlying commonality between entrepreneurs and founders is that they basically will run themselves into the ground until something big happens. And so I love sharing your message that way, because it's kind of the cautionary tale, right? Like don't run yourself in the ground to the point of
it comes down to reflection to me. You know, I don't feel like people spend enough time reflecting on what is important. And if they really do that more and more frequently, I feel like the decisions they make in their personal and professional lives will be significantly more in line with where they really want to be. You know what I mean?
So, and that's a really great segue into what happened after you came out and you were, hey, I'm alive. I beat the odds. So what did you do after you came out?
I started reflecting. Actually, I did that before I even got out of the hospital, right? Like the reflection, let's call it forced reflection, because it's like, shit, I might not make it a couple more days here. So let me go ahead and start the process of telling people I don't like them. I don't want to be in business with you. I'm not dying letting you think that we were good. Like it was kind of a wacky time. But what I did is I reflected on a couple things. One of them is some of the passive income streams that I put in place. Yeah. Saved me financially, covered all my bills. You know, it wasn't a lot. It was only like, you know, $6,000 or $8,000 a month, which is to some people is a lot, right? Yeah. But you know, for me, that was bills. So I had put some things in place coming out the other side, which allowed me to make the right decision. Because oftentimes we make decisions based on money, make the wrong decisions based on money, because we feel like that right there is the, you know, the thing that we put on the pedestal, I guess. Right. So when I got out of that, I started figuring out alignment. I had a set of boxes that needed to be checked. You know, can I play with my friends? Does it bring good to the world? Do I like the other person? I mean, money was fifth, sixth down the line when it really came down to it.
Yeah.
And I just started operating in alignment with who I was and who I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And everything else just kind of gravitated towards me at that point. And there's a thing I love. It's like, you know, good days with bad people still suck, but bad days with good people, they're still all right.
Yeah.
You know, you've had a bad day. Yeah. Right. And to me, I felt like the more I surrounded myself with the right people, the right environment, the right experiences, it's really taken my, you know, level of living up. I mean, I'm in my 40s now and I feel like I'm 30, right? Yeah. I don't feel like I look 40, in mid 40s, right? Like, but I feel like the stress levels have gone down. I feel like the experiences have gone up. It's just, I changed my currency, I guess.
Yeah. So, and it's so right on point. And I know there's people that are listening to this and need to hear it. And I can also imagine what their next question is like, well, yeah, Chris, That sounds great, but you had 8,000 per month to lean on. What about the rest of us that, you know, we may not be doing the things that we love, but the money's paying the bills. But if that goes away, what do I have? I mean, my passion and my passion alone.
Start with your health.
Yeah.
Be grateful for what you have. Start there. Because it doesn't matter how much money you have. When health goes away, you don't have anything.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Right? You have time. That right there is something that a lot of people don't. Time and money are illusions to me.
Yeah.
They really are. It's all smoke and mirrors. And I mean, believe it if you want, don't if you don't want to. I mean, it's a realization that you'll come to in your life eventually. But I feel like to not operate, you know, like I said a minute ago, I changed my currency. Mm-hmm. It's not the dollar, it's the minute, right? Like it's not the legacy, it's me being passionate, right? Mm-hmm. Like I just changed my metrics, I changed my currency. And I feel like when you start doing that more and more and more every day, consistently day after day, things align themselves. And I know that sounds hokey, but it's true. At least in my case, it's true. And I know there's some people in some bad situations out there, but a situation is nothing more than a result of the shit you did previously.
Right.
So if you start doing new things differently now, the next the next situation you're going to be in, your next now, is due to what you're doing, you know, yesterday kind of thing, if that makes sense.
It does. What I'm hearing you say is that, you know, it was very abrupt for you and for everyone else. You know, I think this is really good for people to hear, because even if it's not abrupt for you right now, what Chris is saying is like, well, take care of your health so it doesn't become abrupt. But even just doing a little bit every day of doing more of your passion. It's what I'm hearing. Just, you know, it doesn't have to be complete stop and no money coming in, but even just a little bit.
A practical application is get rid of crappy people.
Yeah.
You know who they are. Yeah. Like start getting rid of one a week. You have more time. You have less stress. You have less idiots around you. Like that's a really practical thing to do. I don't care if they're your brother. I don't care if they're your old friend. I've lost friends along the way, not because they're bad people, just because I outgrew them mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, not financially. That's irrelevant personally. So I feel like identifying, again, reflection, who do you want to be? Who do you not want to be? You know, what do you stand for? What do you not stand for?
Yeah.
These are really big questions. And then what happens is if you're more clear on that, then every time a situation comes to you, the next move, the yes or no, the do I or don't I, is already predetermined because you're clear on where you're going and how you're getting there.
Yeah. You know, I love this. And I love the process, like the process, even the bad stuff, like the stuff that most people are like, oh my gosh, I never want to go through that again. It's like, well, you don't have to, because now you don't love it. You learn from it, right? Yeah. And sometimes it does take those moments where it's just like, I never want to experience this again, to know that you don't want that, you want this, you want to go this way. And so I love these stories, because it's just another reminder that you can really build a life that you want, a business that you want, be around the people that you really want to be around, and say no to the things that you don't, that just don't align with you. You're talking about alignment. So yeah, and just reflection is so important, and it is challenging to do on a given day. It's a practice for sure to reflect and
practice. That's what all this is. It's a practice, you know, the same as waking up and the affirmations in the mirror. Some people feel like that's too hokey. Cool. The meditation, daily meditation, that's discipline and practice. I personally don't do it. I don't like it. Right. Yeah. But I'm not saying it's not perfect for the next person, but that's what the reflection's about.
Yeah.
Right. Like some people expand when they're around others, some contract, some expand when they're alone, others contract. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm the former, you know, I contract when I'm by myself and I won't need to be around other people. I walk away from a networking event, I'm on fire. Mm-hmm. Right. Whereas my partner is the opposite. He goes and he's like, dude, I'm drained. I can't even operate. I'll be back in 2 days. Like kind of thing. So it's really about the reflection of one's self, without getting too, you know, corny.
Yeah.
Really dig into that. Identify what your currency is. You know, I tell you one thing, when you almost have your time taken away, you better believe that one of your top currencies is minutes, seconds, hours, days, weeks. You sure as shit don't waste those.
Yeah.
Anymore.
So good. And I love that you talk about this. Not everyone wants to do like affirmations and the hokey things. And you know, I think this speaks not to not just to a lot of the men, but a lot of the men. A lot of the men are just like, that's a little woo-woo for me. And some women too, like, that's a little woo-woo. I want something a little more practical. So with your reflection time, what does that look like? Because I just have a feeling that people are gonna be like, that I can do.
Am I being honest with myself? Am I being honest with other people? You know, these are questions. Did I miss anything with my kids? I have two young daughters. Did I miss anything with my girls recently? Am I balanced? See, I don't really believe in work-life balance either. Mm-hmm. It's life. Sometimes you work, sometimes you're not, right? This week, did I tell my kids, no, I'm not going to play Candyland with you, or no, I'm not going to go jump in the pool with you because I had a call with somebody I really didn't want to talk to. Mm-hmm. See, like, to me, I'm like, okay, this person wants to pitch me on some BS, or I'm going to go play with my kids. I'm like, dude, man, I'll talk to you later. I've been on phone calls and it's going in the wrong direction. I'm like, look, man, I respect your time and my time, and this ain't going anywhere. So I got to roll.
Yeah.
We got 20 minutes left. That's really not, and I'm not rude about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I reflect on things like that. Did I do things this week or this day or this quarter that were in line with what I say? Because what I say and who I am, mm-hmm, doesn't change, whether I'm on a stage speaking, whether I'm at a boardroom, whether I'm at a baseball game, whether I'm at a kitchen table. Like, mm-hmm, I've gotten to a point of just this like genuine being. I don't have to remember the lie that I told because I was faking it till I made it and all this kind of, mm-hmm, shit. I just don't like it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So again, like, that's the stuff that I reflect on, because that is what I identified after living a certain type of way.
Yeah.
That was wrong. Yeah. Wasting my time, wasting my opportunities, being fake, you know, it's just, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
It really comes down to time. You know, time is the one I really keep an eye on, and I try not to waste it unless there's something seriously valuable on the other side.
Right. Geez. And that seems like it frees up a lot of headspace too, so that you can be more present with the time that you're in.
Hey, can I pick your brain? Nope. Mm-hmm. Well, what if you like what I say? I don't have to worry about that because we're not going to have that conversation, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, lean into AI. Maybe AI can have that conversation for me a little bit and kind of edit and then that's a whole nother podcast, right?
Yeah, I know. We geeked out a little bit, guys, before this on AI and the things that we're implementing. So
we'll
do another one. We'll do another one. We got all the, when AI is a little more widely accepted. So maybe next
practical
year.
Application
practical
of it. Five things I'm doing. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to come back up to Dugout Mugs. I just really love your story. I wanted people to have that experience and hear what you have to say, because it's really valuable. It's really important. And there are so many people that aren't living their passion, or they want to, and they're not living any part of their day in their passion. And so you just give them so much permission.
Or letting your pride get in the way of making good decisions, or letting your ego get in the way of making money, or letting that BS lie that you're doing it for your family take away the only damn thing your family wanted. So I know somebody heard that. So quit that crap immediately. Yep.
Oh my God.
Because what they want isn't what you think they want. Mm-hmm. Right. They anyway, again, it's a much deeper conversation, but stop trying to be what you, it's an ego thing, right? And nothing will strike that ego to the ground faster than, you know, the Grim Reaper, you know, driving next to you. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm getting out of that. But that's a big one. I had a guy reach out to me. He said, dude, I was sick and I was on my way to a meeting. And after hearing that podcast, I've told my story multiple places on stage, podcasts and other, but he's like, when I got to the doctor, he said, if I would have lasted another 2 hours, I wouldn't have made it. So like my story saved a guy's life who had kids. Like, and then he's going to tell that story. So the ripple effect of us being genuine people and living more consistently, you know, within, you know, our alignment, I think is exponential. And this world needs some good vibes.
They need, They need some more people like you. They need more people. They need good people that are just speaking their truth. And just, you're right. Right. When it comes to your family, and I mean, you've got two daughters, I've got three daughters, and I already know. I'm like, yeah, they don't care about the money or the stuff. They just want my time. They always, that's all they ever want. They just want to hang out. They call it vibe. I just want to chill and vibe with you, mom. That's what my teenagers call it. So I was like, great. I like that. So we vibe, we sit and vibe, or we play and vibe. And yeah, that's the cool thing to say. I'm far from cool though. I want to go back into dugout mounts because it is fascinating. So you guys have built this in a very short amount of time. It has blown up, and you guys, I mean, it's not just that it's in, you have all these different places that it's in. People can order it online, which you guys can order at on dugoutmugs.com. There's a whole bunch of different product lines too, because you've got the wooden bats, and I know that you've got the, are they steel or are they, what kind of metal are they? They're metal.
Stainless steel.
Stainless steel. They're stainless steel mugs as well. And you've got a whole bunch of other companies too. But I love the fact that you even have, and that's behind you, is that you've got players and you've got endorsements from players and everything. Can you tell us more about those?
Well, I feel like it's whether it comes down to media, PR, mm-hmm. or support, or the 50,000 five-star reviews we have.
Yeah,
I think what really it comes down to is creating a good product that's high quality, and just having a vibe mm-hmm. to your company. And we've done that. And so attracting players is a piece of cake. We don't pay them. We don't pay them for their endorsement. They're using our mugs as groomsmen gifts at their wedding. They're in the clubhouse from all the agents send dugout mugs to all the guys in their locker for with their, you know, spring training, you know, welcome basket. Mm-hmm. We have a big company, Sony. Every time Sony does a drop with their MLB thing, the players are using Sony mugs with their names down the back of it. But, you know, hundreds of players and big ones like, you know, Griffey and Mariano and Pete Rose, Pete Monzo, Justin Turner, like Chipper Jones, like it's crazy. And for me, as I mentioned before, one of my big boxes that I always want to check is the experience of life. Yep. It was and what I'm doing experiential. And I've been on the back patio of some of the most exclusive resorts, surrounded by Hall of Famers, smoking a cigar, watching football on their phone mm-hmm. and laughing. And just like, I've been to the World Series 4 years in a row. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just all of it that comes with it is a big, that's a currency for me.
Yeah.
And because when you're, have you ever seen that movie Big Fish? You remember that?
Oh yeah. Yep.
That, like, I want to be the dad, right? You know, all he has is these stories, these amazing stories. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's all life is you're just given this, you know, it's a collection of your experiences and their intensity.
Yeah.
Right. And so like the players, they gravitate towards this. It's cool. We're cool. It's quality. They're seeing it everywhere. I mean, yeah, I could go on and on about that, but I think it's the vibe, it's the passion that we created around this that everybody just digs.
Yeah, it is the experience. And so, and that was like another thing that really aligned, and my admins came to me like, "Hey Danielle, you got to get on the phone with this guy." Is what they said, because they know I love baseball. I love baseball. I played Little League when I was a little girl, the only girl on the team for at least a year, but very small town, we didn't have T-ball or softball for girls. But I love baseball. And then you had me when you said Big Poppy from Red Sox. I'm like, wait, what? And then you showed me pictures. I'm like, oh my gosh. And so the reason that you're here is because of the experience that I wanted to have, and I wanted everyone else to have, because in baseball is like the favorite pastime, right? Everybody, you're American. You love baseball or football. Well,
apparently a lot of people do. They love baseball and they love bat mugs.
And they love bat mugs, which is why it's like, it's such. And so when I look at, and I usually will look at alignment between the company, the product, the communication and all of that, and then the story, and then it just all lines up. Mm-hmm. Doesn't always happen like that, but when it does, now you're not just getting a product. You're not just getting in front of a CEO or a founder or a company. You're getting in front of a whole experience. Like, you've created a whole experience based on who you are as a person, what you want to have, what you wanted to bring into your life, and what you wanted to share in the world. So it's very rare. It's very rare.
I'm big on vision too. Like yeah. with when you talk about a company and there's owners, founders listening to this, yeah. like there, I said it a couple years ago when we were in a meeting and I said, I want to give direction, not directions is how right. I said. And what that meant to me was, yeah, I'm a storyteller.
Yeah.
I'm a salesman. I'm a closer. Okay. So just like you go out and close a deal, I go and I sit down and I talk to these people as a leader.
Yeah.
And I say, do you see this vision? Do you see what it looks like? Can you smell it? Can you hear it? Right. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to go do. And then I back up, right? There's no need for micromanagement. If there's alignment and there's vision, then oftentimes these people will just kind of, they see it. They'll keep walking. They're the moth. They keep walking right towards that
yeah.
flame.
Yeah.
And I, again, you know, storytelling and alignment and vision, and you have to be as adamant for creating that internally as you do externally.
Yeah.
But it's in this particular instance, and I have a golf company and some other stuff. It's, yeah. it's all in alignment, right?
Yep. Yep. So good. Wow. I mean, I know we could talk even longer, but we're going to stop here, but I want you to go ahead and tell everybody where they can go and have more experiences with you and with Dugout Mugs.
Dugoutmugs.com. That's obviously yeah. the first place to go, but you can find us on any of the social, you know, we have a few million on TikTok. We have 100,000 on Facebook and IG and yeah. you know, Twitter's smaller, but we're active, right?
Yeah.
We're not hard to get a hold of. We're active. We got good people surrounding us. I do big giveaways under my desk over here. I have this big wheel where we do Signature September and we spin the wheel and I give away 30 autographed items in 30 days.
Wow.
You know, Mariano Rivera balls, Big Poppy autographed mugs, like whatever.
Yeah.
And we just have fun because yeah. to flip on a TV, you know, turn on a radio, you'll see what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're not going to be that.
Yeah.
You know, when COVID hit, we decided to go live every week. You know, Pete Rose, David Mickey Evans that wrote, directed, narrated The Sandlot, Justin Turner, Pudge Rodriguez, just come on, let's just talk baseball. Pete Rose, we narrated the Game 3 of the World Series with Pete Rose for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Right. And the people could just sit in and be a fly on the wall. So we're trying to be that light because when the world gets dark and situations get dark, people are going to remember how, you know, Maya Angelou, remember how it made you feel, right? And that's what we do. We try to bring a feeling. You know, our whole mission with Dugout is celebrate and serve the heroes of the baseball community, which resonated with me because I'm a big supporter of first responders, military, you know, so just it, you know, you can feel it, you know what it's about. And Dugout Mugs, you can't miss us. We're the only one.
Yeah.
Anybody that's even tried to, you know, step in our kitchen got burned. So
that's what happens. That's what happens when they play with the big boys. That's just what happens.
When you follow the wolf into the cave and you got a spoon, it's not going to turn out. Not going to turn out for you. So, you know, we just, you know, again, the whole mentality. I mean, if somebody walk away from this with a golden nugget, it's you got two options and they seem similar, but they're very much not. And it's you can play to win or you can play to not lose.
Yeah.
And, you know, I play to win.
You play to win.
Because you play to not lose. All you're going to, you know, it's just a contraction. It's this world of contraction. And I don't feel like when it's all said and done, you'll look back at a life lived like that. Oftentimes, I should say, because it's fine with some people. But I was like, you know, you get one shot. You're here. You better do something worth remembering.
Right.
And with legacy, and I don't mind leaving on this note either, but like when you brought up legacy earlier, and at one point, you know, and I like referencing movies because I love watching movies.
Yeah.
And there was, what was it? Oh, Achilles and Brad Pitt was Achilles. What was that?
Oh, Trojan. Was it Trojan? Was that
Troy.
Troy. Yeah.
So Troy at the beginning, the little boy comes up and says, oh, it's the biggest guy I've ever seen. I wouldn't want to fight him.
Yeah.
He's like, that's why no one will remember your name. Right.
Ooh.
And it was like, I remember that.
Yeah.
And at one point in my life, I was that warrior and I was only concerned with people remembering my name and this massive legacy.
Right.
And then when life just karate chopped me in the face and I'm more later in that movie, there's a point where he kidnaps the princess and he's like, the gods envy us because we're mortal. and life will never be more beautiful than it is today.
Yeah.
And it's like now the statesman of my, you know, and I'm in that phase of my life a little bit more, and I got there significantly faster than most do. Yeah. And I'm very grateful for that, to where it's like, oh, I don't need to be remembered by everybody. I need to be remembered for the right things by the right people.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like that's easy, so much easier to do.
Yeah.
You know, and that comes to time, attention, awareness, alignment, honesty. This shit's free. Yeah. You know? So you walk away with that. And maybe, you know, maybe something that was talked about today resonates with somebody. Oh, that's all I'm sure. I can hope for, right?
I'm sure. And there's going to be a ripple from all of this. There always is. So the other great thing, guys, is that Chris has given me a discount. So you guys can go to his show notes page and go there, and you can hear this either whether you're watching or you guys are listening. I will give you the link to his show notes page where you can go and grab a 30% discount link. Because I'm going to do it. Because
That's the least we can do, right?
So thank you so much. So on top of him giving you guys all of this expertise and then this insight on him and what he's doing in the world, he's giving you guys a massive gift of 30% off. And then, of course, you can go and connect with him. I'll put his social media links there for Dugout Mugs and everything. But yeah, we so appreciate you, Chris. Thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next time for another episode of Light at the End of the Funnel. Bye for now. Hey, everyone. Danielle Fitzpatrick-Clark here. And thank you again for joining us for another episode of Light at the End of the Funnel. And so as you guys are into the new year and you're planning out your marketing and your sales and all the steps that you want to take during this upcoming year, and throughout the year, I'd love for you guys to go ahead and follow me on our social media platform. So you can follow me on LinkedIn, which is where we are very, very active. You can look up Danielle Fitzpatrick-Clark. That will bring up me. I am the only one that I know of right now. Also, you can follow us on Facebook by looking up Influence Builder. We have a group there. You guys can join that. And you guys definitely want to. You want to stay up to date with what we're up to, because we've got a lot of great things that are coming into play in 2024. Really excited. Lots of events, lots of in-person events, and lots of really cool partnerships as you're building out your business. If you're building out your speaking platforms, if you're building out your influencer platforms, if you're just building out your social media platforms so that you can be the standout thought leader in your industry, you definitely want to follow us. We got some really great things coming into play. And then even more amazing people coming into Light at the End of the Funnel podcast that we're interviewing, and our other sister podcasts as well. So I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your 2023, and cheers to 2024. Bye for now.